Good morning. With us on the line is Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
And of course, a snowy day today, but the issue is the cold breeze blowing through the Capitol after the convictions of both former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos. And to that end, Governor Andrew Cuomo reportedly is planning a special election for Dean Skelos' old seat on Long Island for April.
Yeah, there's a lot of hope among the state Senate Democrats if there is a special election in April to fill the seat vacated by Republican Dean Skelos. And even if the minority Democrats are able to win that seat in the special election, if history is any indicator, it may only be temporary. The big question is, will the winner have a real advantage going into the general election 6 months later? Matt Hamilton, our Capitol reporter, looked back at cycles in the last 10 years or so, and that turns out to be the case. It does give incumbents an advantage as they try to win a full seat, but Steve Greenberg, the Siena College pollster, says a special election is not necessarily a harbinger of what will happen in the subsequent general election. It's a very heavily Republican district in Long Island where Skelos was seated, and there'll be a lot of efforts and a lot of money spent by Republicans to hold on to that seat and hold that thin majority in the state Senate. It's all they have, and they're going to be working hard to keep it. It's going to be an interesting political year next year.
So tell me about this gray seal named Charlie.
Well, Charlie was a seal that found its way up the Hudson River all the way into the Capital Region last summer. It was first noticed around the Champlain Locks along Waterford in the Hudson River. And back in early December, they captured it and brought it to Long Island, where it was outfitted with a satellite tracker, and it was set free into the ocean. And now it looks like Charlie has made its way up through Rhode Island and into Cape Cod Bay, where it looks like he's maintaining a healthy lifestyle, according to the oceanographers who are tracking Charlie. They're hoping to learn a lot from it, and it's our little guy, and everyone's just very excited about how well it's doing out there in the Atlantic Ocean.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joining us. You can find out more about Charlie or any of the other stories in the Times Union by going to timesunion.com. Mike, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.